Moving on to the next topic, which is the issue of Bdikas Chametz and Mechiras Chametz. You're obviously aware of the Mishnah in Psochim. The Mishnah tells us there's an obligation to go ahead and search for Chametz the night before Pesach, which is the 14th of Nisan. And we know that this mitzvah is accompanied with the bracha, and actually it says in Halacha, I just want to mention this. I'll read, I went looking for this before, and thank God I found it. And the Kiddush Galach, he writes, you know, there's a Rama has a practice that we put out 10 pieces of bread. And that's what Ashkenazim generally look for, the 10 pieces of bread. Kiddush Galach writes, Upshita, mi she'eno bodi karoi, el shumakabitz elu apsisim, lokiyim mitzvahs dika, v'asav v'ahal v'atola. Wow. What a statement. Only the Kiddush Galach can make this statement. The only reason why I'm familiar with this, because a young man, the yeshiva, learned with me different segments of the Kiddush Galach in the course of the year, and we came across this statement. I was so taken by it. He tells you that it's a bracha v'atola. If you only look for the 10 pieces of bread, it's not a bracha v'atola, chas v'shalom. Not that I have the right to argue with the Kiddush Galach, but it's pasha, the Aruch HaShulchan, and other achrenim already write that the bracha is going on the bitl chametz, on the beer chametz, so I don't think you have to assume it's a bracha v'atola. But the bdika has to be a proper bdika. Rav Soloveitchik, when I learned psachim with him, so he pointed out Rav Chaim Brisker, his grandfather lived in a very small little house and spent the entire night doing bdikas chametz. So I, in my silliness, said, what in heaven's name was he looking for? The whole shir just cracked up. He had a small little apartment, Rav Chaim Brisker. And then I also added, while I was at it, in my silly billiness, so I said, since the Mishnah says, "Kol makom shemachnisim al chametz ein tzarich bedika," once the place is clean from chametz, namely, Rav Chaim's Rebbetzin unquestionably did what all of our wives do. Our wives are tzidkaniyos, and you're all going to marry tzidkaniyos. Tzidkaniyot. Tzidkanit. Anyway, for the Sfadim Torim. And so, they're all going to do a job. They think it's spring cleaning. I don't know what they think. And so if that's the case, there's no need to go ahead and, shall we say, so the Rav said jokingly, he says, doch zwei dinim, there are two dinim. There's doch spring cleaning and doch bdikas chametz. And never the twain shall meet. Two seven halachas. Whatever the case is, the kids of Shulchan Aruch makes a very strong statement about not just looking for the 10 pieces, but also doing an act of bdika. But unquestionably, bdikas chametz is something that should be done, a general inspection of one's home in general. And this custom of putting out 10 pieces, which I mentioned a moment ago, is quoted by the Poskim. Actually bring it down, the Rama mentions it in Shulchan Aruch. What I want to talk about, which is I think relevant here in the yeshiva, is the issue of people in the yeshiva who are not going to be here. First, those who will be here, and then those who won't be here. Let me just overview this, if you don't mind. And that is mentioning two separate issues. So one is quoted here in Shulchan Aruch, and that is that the halacha says that if a person is going to, let me just read the exact, the lashon of the Mechaber here. The Mechaber says, he writes, if a person leaves his house, here in Siman Tov Lamed Vav, if a person leaves his house 30 days before Pesach and doesn't plan to return till after Pesach, there's no need to search for chametz. That's a Gemara in Psachim, Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. If you leave 30 days before the Chag, you don't have to go ahead and look for chametz. Even though you obviously still have to go ahead and be mevatel chametz. Bitl chametz means nullifying the chametz by reciting whatever text of bitl that you have. And that's the din if one leaves 30 days before Pesach. What, however, if one leaves within 30 days of Pesach, as is the case in all the all of you learning in the yeshiva, so then the halacha says very clearly, prior to leaving, you have to search for chametz, you have to burn chametz, you have to say the first bitl chametz. And again, we're talking about someone who's traveling to a distant location, because you may not come back in time in order to be mevar chametz. If you travel to a, let's say, a close location, and you intend to return, then of course, you won't have to do all this beforehand. Again, this is the distinction between before 30 days and after 30 days. Now, let me just mention in that context, two more things also that I think are critical as well. And one is, if a person is going to leave the yeshiva, as many of you are, and go elsewhere for Pesach, so then you have to do bdika. There's a need to do bdika chametz. Obviously, the only time you're going to make a bracha is the night before Pesach, then you're going to make a bracha. If you do it, however, earlier, then you're not going to have the minhag of taking 10 pieces of bread and putting it throughout the room. And no bracha is going to be made. The bracha is only made if you go ahead and do it the night before Pesach. But certainly there's a din to do bdikas chametz. Now, the ideal thing, lefi anius daiti, assuming your room is not going to be used, so then, and no one's going to be there, so I think the best thing to do, just practically speaking, is to take whatever chametz you may have and put it into a cabinet, if you have such a cabinet, or put it into a specific area, and of course you're going to sell that chametz. That's something that's very significant. You must sell the chametz. You're not allowed to own chametz during Pesach. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Torah says, "Le'yiralach chametz, le'yiralach sa'ar b'chol gvulecha." So you have to go ahead and sell your chametz, and therefore I will be available, maybe starting tomorrow. If you wish to sell chametz to me, it's not a problem. Now, Soloveitchik was opposed to selling real chametz, chametz ben, unless it involves a hefsed merubah, a significant loss. However, many assume that you're allowed to sell real chametz in all circumstances. And many followed that particular position. And I saw that Rav Shimon Eider writes in his sefer, in the name of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, that the real takana mechira is chametz, because chametz gomor. The real chametz, that's what he writes over there, la'alocha. And so, certainly, but what you should do is you should do bdika before you leave, whenever it may be, or perhaps your roommate is there and will remain a bit longer than you, let him do the bdika chametz, and let the chametz be placed in a specific area, whether it's a cabinet or a specific area that will not be, shall we say, in a situation where someone might come to eat that chametz or anything along those lines. And that's basically what you should do in terms of those particular situations. I'll just mention a few other things that I don't think are also relevant as well. There's an issue which is relevant. Again, I don't know if it's relevant in every situation over here, but it might be relevant that, let's say you're staying in a house where the owners are not here for Pesach. In my neighborhood, that's not an uncommon thing during Pesach. People leave, go to hotels, or go elsewhere, or go to relatives, or go to the United States, and others come and replace them, and essentially live where these people are during the course of, they come to visit their children, or other kind of arrangements. So you have to find out whether Bdikas Chametz took place or not. That's quoted in Halacha, included in Shulchan Aruch. And if Bdikas Chametz did not take place, the guests should arrange with the owners that the areas that contain Chametz should be sealed off. And also they should do whatever bdikas chametz in the room or rooms where they're going to be staying. That's obvious, because the Taisa says at the beginning of Psachim, what's the point of the bdika? You shouldn't come to eat chametz, chas v'shalom. Of course, you're not going to make a bracha, because you don't own the house, or you don't own the chametz within the house that you're operating in. So therefore, there's no bracha going to be made, but certainly there's a din of bdikas chametz. And this chiva bdika, interesting, the Gemara says that it applies to the maskir or the socher, to the one who rents the house, or to the one actually, to the maskir, the one who owns the home and rents it to others, or the individual who's renting it. So, but there's certainly a fundamental din of bdikas chametz that everyone has to try to carry out to the extent that he can. Okay, first some questions that there were. Yeah.
If let's say someone's house, they're selling parts of like certain cabinets are being sold.
They're selling the chametz as opposed to the cabinets.
Yeah, whatever's in the cabinets.
Right.
Do they have to put everything in the cabinets before the bdika of the night before?
No, it's not necessary. The chachila, it's mentioned by the poskim that you should be miyached, either a specific cheder or aronos. But again, even if you don't do so, the halacha is that obviously you're selling the chametz that you have, and that's what you're doing.
And just finding the tenant, fine, and even if you see other chametz, you shouldn't put it.
The answer is yes. Even though the chachila wants you to try to do, as we discussed earlier, a, shall we say, more thorough kind of bedika. But as I said, it could very well be that because the women of the house have already done a thorough cleaning, so therefore there's no need to go ahead and turn the place upside down. In general, Rav Moshe Feinstein was of the opinion, and this is the whole discussion based on the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara said, Pirurin loch shibi. We're not worried about Pirurin. What are Pirurin? Crumbs. Some people, literally, will turn their appliances upside down, move all their appliances, move the refrigerator and the stoves and other heavy appliances. There's no chiyuv to do that whatsoever. Absolutely not. That's what Moshe Feinstein says la halacha, that the pirurin are automatically batel, and you don't have to go ahead and turn your refrigerator upside down or all the other appliances upside down. Many, many years ago, I heard from Abchaim Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal that he was talking about what is necessary to go ahead and clean the house for Pesach. Baruch Hashem, we're married to wives who are big tzadkaniyos. They're great, very righteous people. And so they're extremely machmir about everything. And you're going to marry similar wives, don't worry, it won't be different. But whatever the case is, that they tend to, Baruch Hashem, because of their great chassidut, because of their great righteousness, they tend to sometimes go overboard. And he pointed out how the entire process of cleaning for Pesach can be done in a few hours. So I told that to my wife, Shlita. She told me it's clear that Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal okay. He was not a woman. Yeah.
The whole idea of Bitkan Chametz is to look through the Chametz to find all of it. So why is it, like, why do we search for the 10 pieces at night with a candle? Why do we make more sense to do it during the day, in daylight?
Okay, the Gemara asked this Kasha. Your question is asked by the Gemara. The Gemara in Sochim. The Gemara points out that, again, there are many. Yeah, you're asking from the Gemara Melachos, Shraga B'Tiara L'Mai Mahanya, that a candle during the day, what effect does it have? That's one aspect. But the Gemara says that the reason why we do it at night time, the Gemara has many psukim that the Gemara quotes. And the act of B'dika is not simply an act of B'dika, but also has many other, you want to call it, mystical elements that are associated with it. Ner Hashem Nishma Sodom Chayfiz Kol Chavye Boten. And chipus, they're all Zereshavas the Gemara brings, and says in Halacha, actually, in Shulchan Aruch, that, and the Gemara, the Zayin of the Beis, I think it is, the Gemara says, Lamadna Metziah mi Metziah, u Metziah mi chipus, v chipus mi neros, v neros mi ner. And that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to do it, or haner is Yafa Lebdika. And by the way, it's Labdak or haner. You could use, actually, I heard from Rabbi Shafainsin, and then his name, from Rabbi Avnisim Alpazatzal. I also heard it from Rabbi Tendler Shlita, his son-in-law, that you could use a flashlight, you could use a panas, it's not worse than an air, might even be better than an air, etc. But there is an element of doing it, dafka, not during the day, but dafka during the night. That's the Gemara has in Psochim also, ein bolkin lo lor hachama, lo lor havana, lor havuka, dafka lor haner, or haner yafu lebdika, and that's what the Gemara says, and that's how we pass on the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So the chatchila, that's what one should do. And as I said, there also are other elements that are of a Kabbalistic nature that also are hovering in the background, but that's not the direct aspect of the mitzvah. Yeah?
Is one allowed to eat Seder at someone's house where you know that they've captured all like the silkware and all that stuff and all the food is obviously much of Pesach, but you don't know if they've done full Seder and they're
the answer is you can, yes. We assume that, as I said, most, Baruch Hashem, the women in Klal Yisrael are big tzidkaniyos. And even women who are not necessarily so connected to the halacha to the extent that perhaps, let's say we are, or your parents may be, but still, not everyone cleans for Pesach. I'm telling you, this is a universal phenomenon. You cannot imagine what goes on. And so I think we can be somech on that, and therefore you can. I don't think it's a problem. In terms of what you just mentioned, I don't think it's an issue at all. Yeah?
If we were to sell the closet that we designated,
the chametz in the closet, yeah.
Chametz in the closet, and if we were to buy something that's chametz after that, can we not place it in the closet? Or
can you not what?
Can we now place that in the closet?
But when are you putting it? You're putting it there before Pesach.
But if you were
the mechira is not chal till, shall we say, it's necessary to be chal, which is right before Pesach. That's when the mechira is chal. That's when Rabbanim do the contract with the non-Jew. That's when they sell the chametz. So it's not chal till then. Yeah.
Thank you. Should you have something to be
beer
with, so you don't find anything? Should you have some sort of chametz to
be with,
or is it not?
Sorry. You're asking regarding the issue of beer chametz. In terms of what does so the Gemara says actually that usually you're saying that we're going to Dominicus to go ahead and actually Gemara's machlokes. Let's start this way. Gemara's machlokes whether beer chametz is hashpasas of the chol davar Mefar of Zohar the Ruach Hamata Liyam, or Ein Biyachamata Lasweipa. The Chacham Paskin, that it's a Mishnah, Chafalf, I believe it is. Imsochim. So the Mishnah says, Chacham hold that you are Mefar of Zohar the Ruach Hamata Liyam. But Rabbi Yudah says, Ein Biyachamata Lasweipa. And we Paskin La Alocha, that's the Minog. The Minog actually is to go ahead and burn it. You could also do other things. You could be Mefar of Zohar the Ruach Hamata Liyam. It's learned that from Noisar. But I think that's the Minog. The Minog is to burn it. You're asking if there's nothing to burn. If there's nothing to go ahead and do beer chametz with, because you have no chametz, or you have no situation. So what people do is that they usually, I mean, almost till the very end, there's always something that they will leave over, and that's what they'll more or less do beer chametz with. Of course, if there's no, if there's nothing, then clearly, obviously, you have nothing to be mavar. But generally speaking, that's what people do, and in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of beer chametz. Okay, yeah. I didn't say all the other achronim. I quoted the Aruch HaShulchan that I saw actually this year when they showed me this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I imagine the source of what he's saying is based on the fact that in general, when do you have a bracha lebatola? If, let's say, a person goes ahead and the bracha has nothing to be chal on. So here, the assumption is the bracha is chal on the act of bedika, and if it's not existent, then there's no bracha. The bracha is batola. The Aruch HaShulchan assumes that goes on the bir chametz, a bittul chametz, so then the bracha has something to be chal on. In general, a bracha has to be chal on something. A person who makes a bracha, let's say you make a birchas hanenin, and you don't have any food item in front of you. That's a bracha batala. It's not chal. Well, for that matter, the Rishonim write in Rosh Hashanah, the Rif and the Ran, all the Rishonim talk about the following issue. A person who talks in the middle of the Tkiah Shofar, assuming the bracha Tkiah Shofar has to go on all the kolos that are going to be sounded in the course of the entire Shemoneh Esrei, a Chazar Sashatz. And then you talk in the middle. So that's a hefsek. So the bracha, again, may have been chal, but was not chal on all the kolos that you want to sound in order to be used in the midst of Tkiah Shofar. But let's say a person was to talk before you even heard the first call. For sure it's a bracha batala, because then the bracha was not yet even chal. So here also, I assume that's a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch basis. If the bracha is not chal, it becomes a bracha batala. But again, as I said, Achronim assume that the bracha relates to the Bir Chametz and the Bittul Chametz, and therefore we're not worried about it. Okay, in Yitz Hashem, tomorrow, I guess I'll be available. I'll bring my shtaros, actually, I have them. And those who had to sell their Chametz, I'll be glad to do it for you.